Good morning. The North Atlantic Council has just met at Turkey's request to hold consultations within the framework of Article 4 of the Washington Treaty. This article states that allies will consult whenever, in the opinion of any of them, the territorial integrity, political independence, or security of any of them is threatened. We discussed the shooting down of a Turkish aircraft by Syria. All allies have approved a statement setting out our firm position. We consider this act to be unacceptable and condemn it in the strongest terms. It is another example of the Syrian authorities' disregard for international norms, peace and security, and human life. Our thoughts at this difficult time are with the missing Turkish aircrew, their families, and their loved ones. We continue to follow the situation closely and with great concern. NATO allies will remain seized of developments on the southeastern border of NATO. And let me make this clear. The security of the alliance is indivisible. We stand together with Turkey in the spirit of strong solidarity. And with that, I'm ready to take a couple of questions.
NTV Turkey.
Secretary General Gülden Ersoy from NTV Turkey. The alliance has shown a great solidarity towards Turkey, but if this happens one more time, if this occurs one more time by Syria, is the alliance ready to make more to Turkey, to make a prudent planning or something like that? Is it ready? What's the step forward? Thank you.
I would certainly expect that such an incident won't happen again. Should anything happen, allies will remain seized of development. We closely monitor the situation, and if necessary, we will consult and discuss what else could be done.
Al Arabia.
Nurdin Fridi from Al Arabia National. Secretary General, I have one question and a half. My first question is, you discussed on the basis of Article 4, did you raise the Article 5, and which are the next steps? And if you also are in position today to tell us if how long the Turkish jet stay in the Syrian airspace, or it did not enter at all in the Syrian airspace. Thank you.
I will not go into details on the briefing we got today. We did not discuss Article 5. We have had a consultation based on Article 4, which is normal. Turkey has requested such a consultation. We have discussed the situation, and allies have expressed their strong support for and solidarity with Turkey. And as far as future developments are concerned, we have stated in this today's statement that we will remain seized of developments.
Thank you,
Sadi Toruç from Turkish TV 24. If Syria continues to escalate the tension, what can be the limits of NATO to respond this violence against Turkey in the border? Thank you very much.
It's my clear expectation that the situation won't continue to escalate. What we have seen is a completely unacceptable act, and I would expect Syria to take all necessary steps to avoid such events in the future. As regards the development in the region, we monitor the situation closely, and as stated, we will remain seized of developments.
One last question up there.
Mr. General Secretary, Sertaç Aktan from IHA News Agency, Turkey. I have a brief question. Just a moment ago, Prime Minister Erdogan made an announcement saying that Turkey is sure that the plane was shot in the international airspace and then fall to the Syrian waters. We all want to know how satisfied by the technical briefings and by this with these explanations of Turkey are the NATO member states. How satisfied are they satisfied? Thank you.
We appreciate very much the briefing we have got today. The Turkish permanent representative has informed us about the situation and this specific incident. And based on that, NATO allies have expressed strong condemnation of this completely unacceptable act, and we have expressed a very strong support for and solidarity with Turkey.
Thank you very much.